Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I never could. I'm so
strong.
I'm wiser. I'm better.
Where you come from, you can probably join me and say you never would have made it. If you think about how God have delivered you from one degree to another degree, you probably would join me and say, I would have never made it without you. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, the apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're so happy to just know that this is a blessed day because it's the day that the Lord has made and we should rejoice and be glad in it. I don't care what's going on. Rejoice and be glad in it. And we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer. And and then we'll get into the lesson. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. Yes, I can stand in agreement with you. Never would have made it without the Lord. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Hebrews, the 4th chapter, and verse 1. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we want to give you thanks for this day. We're thanking you for the broadcast and all those that are listening also by internet, Father God. We're giving you praise today, Father God, because we never would have made it without you in our life, Father God. Bless that you will bless each and every one, Father God, no matter what they may be facing, no matter what they're going through. May they know that the scripture tells us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not into thy own understanding, but in all of thy ways to acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path, Father God. Yes. So help us to stand on your promises, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you would be with all those that are sick and shut in. We know by your stripes we are healed, Father God. Those that are going through and those who are bereaved today, you said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And not only those that are bereaved, those that are going through, that is for all of us, Father God. May we put our trust in you today, Father God, leaning and depending on you, Father God, to know that our help comes from you, Father God. So we ask that you will open up our hearts and our mind to this word today, Father God. Bless our pastor. Continue to use him mightily, Lord, and as he brings forth that word, not only bring it out, but bringing it plain so that we all can understand it, Father God. But we just give you thanks for the word at noon, and we just thanking you, Father God, for what you're about to do, Father God. Now, Lord, have your way, dear Lord, in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
They're talking about faith, and thank you, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. We're talking about living this new way that's in Christ, and it's by faith, this new way. All this past, behold, all things have become new. So in this new way, and I told y'all yesterday that I was going to start in the book of Hebrews and share a little bit about the book of Hebrews, and I will do just that. But I want to outline a few things because I do want to make mention of why it's so vital to have some of this information. It's very vital to understand the book of Hebrews and understand why it was written, like the author, to whom it was written to. Maybe the date is not important, but what is important is key verses in the Bible, in this book. And we may touch on some of those. But the blueprint for the book of Hebrews is so awesome, brothers and sisters. And until you really understand certain things about the Jewish religion and the Israelite, you won't get the full meaning of this book of Hebrews. Because you got to understand the superiority of faith. So when you look in the book of the 11th chapter, for instance, it's going to talk about faith. So we just want to kind of do a little outline. We may not go through it all, but I do want to talk about Christ is a superior to religion and everything else. I want to talk about a little bit about him being a high priest. And this is why we're living this new life. And that's what the book of Hebrews does. It even talks about the sacrifice. And it talks about being mature. It talks about having faith in this. And everyone who ever lived and walked with God They walk with God based on faith and not a bunch of rules and regulations, see, not about a bunch of laws. Well, Lord, you say this, you say that. This is what they did. This is what we've been taught. Man, forget all of that. God wants you to walk with faith. You get his word and allow the Holy Spirit, because that's another thing we were talking about. I don't know how much of that we're going to get in today, but it's the Spirit that gets in a person and control that person. I don't care what kind of spirit it is. And I want to be real clear with that, because a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, I got the spirit. Well, wait a minute. What spirit you letting operate in you will determine who you are and what you are because of that spirit that you letting operate in you. See?
Amen.
And you can be delivered of it. And, yes, you don't have to keep that same spirit all your life, you know. And, yes, it's easy for a person to have 7,000 spirits at one time.
Have mercy.
So very important to know who you are and whose you are. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that today. So let's start with our foundational scripture. It's Hebrews 10. And I know we're doing the 20th verse, but let's do Hebrews 10, 19 through 22.
Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Thank you for that beautiful selection. I know I could have never made it without him. And thank you for that heartfelt, beautiful prayer, Pastor Bell. And the King James 19 through, say it again, Pastor, I apologize.
21 is fine.
Praise God. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And from the Message Bible. So, friends, we can now, without hesitation, walk right up to God into the holy place. Jesus has cleared the way by the blood of his sacrifice, acting as our priest before God. The curtain into God's presence is his body. Amen.
Amen, amen.
You can put confidence in his blood, brothers and sisters. It was because of his blood that you were able to go boldly before the throne of grace. You can do that. There was a time in the old you couldn't do that. You weren't even allowed to mix and mingle with blood, period. But Jesus has opened this new and living way for us to go to the Father, curtain, which is his body.
Yes.
And for that reason, we have a superior priest. And that's kind of like what I want to talk about. In the book of Hebrews, the purpose and is to show the present, the significance, superiority of Christ. That's what's so vital about this book. It's showing that Christ is present right now and showing that his superiority. Now, this can be debated. Could be Paul, could be Luke, could be Barnabas, could be Apollos, could be Silas, could be Philip, could be it even could be a couple of women like Priscilla. It could have been a lot, even though somebody may question that and say, well, you know, women, they weren't allowed to do this, allowed to do that. You'd be surprised what women did in the Bible, brothers and sisters. But I'm not talking about that at this point in time. Because, you know, Jesus told a woman to go tell my disciples and Peter. So don't get to telling me what women haven't did and do in the Bible. God have always made women part of his salvation plan. You look at Eve. God didn't need, he had made man without Eve, but then he turned around and said, you know what, I'm going to make this woman, and she's going to be part of salvation plan. But anyway, that's a whole other story. It's been suggested because there are many authors, and it could have very easily been any of those great writers that been given to us in the Bible. But whoever it was, over in Hebrews 13 and 23, he called him his brother. So some writers seem to think, well, Paul couldn't have been Paul because he talks to Timothy as his son in the gospel. But this person here that's writing recognized who Timothy was because he was the son and grandson, that of Lois and Eunice. And so between Lois and Eunice, being the mother and grandmother, which was associated, so they tied Timothy in with this, with the Israelites and with the Hebrews. And I'm just saying that because it could have been, but it doesn't matter. The significance that's in this book is so awesome, brothers and sisters. The Hebrew began by emphasizing the old Jewish and the new Christianity, and both religions revealed by God. So when you read Hebrews 1, and we'll stop for a moment and read this, in Hebrews 1, 1 through 3. So we're going to read Hebrews 1, 1 through 3.
Okay. Hebrews 1, 1 through 3 reads as follows. My computer is moving very slow. I apologize. It reads as follows. God, who at times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of the power, when his head by himself purged our sins, sat down in the right hand of the majesty on high. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, going through a long line of prophets, God has been addressing our ancestors in different ways for centuries. Recently, he spoke to him directly through his Son. By his Son, God created the world in the beginning, and it will all belong to the Son at the end. Son perfectly mirrors God and is stamped with God's nature. He holds everything together by what he says, powerful words, and he finished the sacrifice of sin. The Son took his honored place high in the heavens, right alongside God, far higher than any angel in rank and rule. Amen.
Amen. So you see the superiority and the emphasis that was placed on this. So the Christians, before that goes any religious group, to understand how important it is to be a Christian and to be like Christ, how important it is to be part of the new rather than the old. And the emphasis here is placed on everything being done through Christ now. Because, see, it takes some time. God spoke to the prophets,
And he give a list of them. These were mighty men of God. But now, Lord have mercy. But now, having last days spoken unto us by his Son, who he have appointed heir over all things, by also he made the worlds. And that's an S. And I'm going to tell you why. Because Christ is so much better than even angels. He's so much better than prophets. He's so much better than your religion. See, that's what you have to see when you start reading the book of Hebrews, the superiority of Christ. And that's where you have to study this book. And that's, I don't care what leader it was, what angels, and I can give you plenty of scriptures, but the writer make mention that Jesus is superior than angels. So when you read Hebrews 1 and 4 or Hebrews 2 and 18, and 1 and 4 says being made so much better than angels, as he have an inheritance obtained more excellent than a name than they. So when I talk about world, when you're talking about worlds here, the inheritance that was obtained was more excellent than any of them. So when you're reading the book of Hebrews, you got to be open-minded enough to say he's talking to his people, the Hebrews. That's why it was written to the Hebrews, his people, to the Hebrews. And one day I'm going to get into that, because you got a lot of, I call them right wings, who want to declare that they are Hebrews because of the color of their skin. The color of your skin do not make you a Hebrew, don't? And neither does the color of your skin make you a Jew either. It came through the lineage. But now, if you'll understand that we all have to operate in faith. Now, I don't care if you're a Hebrew, Jew, Gentile, Greek, Protestant. It doesn't matter. God fixes it, so everybody have to do it the same way, and that is to have faith in Christ. So it's no big eyes and ears used now. It's no, well, we're this and no. Everybody have to go through these same channels. But anyway, the writer shows how Jesus is superior to angels, superior to their leaders, and that's what blows their mind. So when you read like maybe a Hebrews 3, and we'll read that, because you got to know that Christ is superior to your denomination. Christ is superior to all of that. So in Hebrews 3, let's see, 1 through 4. And what you want to see is the superiority of Christ than leaders.
Hebrews 3, 1 and 4 reads as follows. I apologize again. My thing is moving very slow. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses. My screen is locked up. Okay. As also Moses was faithful in all his house, for this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath built the house hath more honor than the house. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, so my dear Christian friends, companions, and following this call to the heights, take a good hard look at Jesus. He's the centerpiece of everything we believe. Faithful in everything God gave him to do. Moses was also faithful, but Jesus gets far more honor. A builder is more valuable than a building any day. Every house has a builder, but the builder behind them all is God. Moses did a good job in God's house, but it was all things ready for what was to come. Christ, as Son, is in charge of the house. Amen.
Amen. See, that's what I was trying to show you the last couple of days. When you're in the old and when you're in the new, is it about Jesus or is it about Christ? That's why it's so important to be in Christ, brothers and sisters. And not just say that, but you got to have evidence of that. How you ask? By being in Christ, being into that spirit. That spirit of Christ takes you over. I told you all, that's what spirit does. It takes you over, man. It guides
mm-hmm.
you. I don't care if it's a good spirit, bad spirit. Their job, primary, is to control you when you allow them in you. One day we're just going to have to do a study on spirits because that angels, you know, angels will come and whatever you allow, that's what God has to allow. Whatever you cancel, that's what God has to do. Whatever you approve, God will approve it. So if you let certain spirits in you, I'm going to say this again because people don't realize you can have more than 7,000 spirits at one time. Yes, I have
mm-hmm.
paper. Because a legion is 7,000. That's what a legion is. A Roman mm-hmm. calculate a legion of soldiers being 7,000. And over in the book of Mark, the 5th chapter, this man had a legion, not a legion, but legion, which represented 7,000 demons. And I'm not going to list them all, but one of them was cutting him. One of them made him holler. The other one made him scream. One of them made him bleed. One of them made him lie. I mean, I can go on and on and on. You go and read it and do your research. And I guarantee you my research is better than your research. Guarantee it. You know why? Because the Lord is going to show you. That's where my research is going to come from, right from God's word. And he's going to show you that Christ is superior to all religion, to all denomination, to all spirits, angels, has been, but he was superior to the priest. So I'm not going to try to give you all these scriptures today. I may list them, and you can go and do your research. Christianity is superior to Judaism. Christianity is superior to Muslim. Christianity is superior because it is a better covenant. That's why. See, that's what you got to understand. He has a better covenant. So all these people in religion, all they got is a covenant. And I don't care if you're holiness. I don't care if you're Baptist. All you operating is on a covenant. Being in Christ is so much better than any covenant that you may have.
Amen.
He has a better sanctuary. Yeah.
Yes.
Being in Christ's sanctuary is better than being in your sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, read Hebrews 9:1-10. Well, maybe I should say that because I hate to be saying stuff and we don't read it out. I would rather read it out and people see it. But we have a better sanctuary. Being in Christ is a better sanctuary. So in Hebrews 9, and we'll read a few of these verses, 1-10, let's read that. I didn't want to read it out, but we're going to go over just a little bit, brothers and sisters. Hebrews 9, I'm going to follow the Spirit. Hebrews 9, 1, I was going to have you go through the third. I tell you, just read the first three verses, and then anyone else interested, read it all. That's 1-10. Okay, Evangelist Sharon, if you'll read the first 9th chapter and the first three verses.
Praise God. It reads as follows. Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was candlestick, the table, and the shewbread, which is called sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle which is called the holiest of all. Amen.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I apologize. Let me let you go ahead on and read to the 10th. Because there's something here the Lord just showed me that we need to hear. I'm sorry.
Praise God. Which had the golden censer and the ark of a covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna and Aaron's rod that budded in the tables of the covenant. And over it, two cherubims of glory shadowing the mercy seat of which we cannot speak, which we cannot now speak particularly. Now, when these things were thus ordained, the priests were always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. The Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices, that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meat and drink and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm. Amen. From the Message Bible, that first plan contained direction for worship and its specially designed place of worship. A large outer tent was set up, the lampstand, the table, and the bread up in it. This was called the holy place. Then a curtain was stretched, and behind it, a smaller inside tent set up. This was called the Holy of Holies. In it were placed the gold incense altar and the gold cover ark of the covenant, containing the gold urn of manna, Aaron's rod that budded, the covenant table, and the angel wing shadowed the mercy seat. But we don't have time to commit to these now. After this was set up, the priests went about their duties in the large tent. Only the high priest entered the smaller inside tent, and then only once a year, offering a blood sacrifice for his own sins and the people's accumulated sins. This was the Holy Spirit's way of showing with an invisible parable that as long as the large tent stands, people can't just walk in on God. Under this system, the gifts and sacrifices can't really get to the heart of the matter, can't assuage the conscience of the people, but are limited no matter of rituals and behaviors. It's essentially a temporary arrangement until a complete overhaul could be made. Amen.
Yeah, see, Christ being come and high priest of good things to come, so much better than what Moses had offered, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle. Oh, really?
Yes.
What tabernacle is that? Now, when people read this, most folks think, and you got some scholars, they want to tell people that they're talking about the hereafter. No, he's talking about right now. How I know that? Because when you go back to the 8th chapter of the book of Hebrews, he talks about now the things which are spoken. He said, this is to sum it up. We have such a high priest who has sit on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in high. a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. So he's trying to show you the old and then. So when you get to the ninth chapter, he began to explain what's really going on. See?
Yeah.
But you got to explain to you how it made. Now, one point I want to bring out. Most sanctuaries, well, they're getting a little bit away from that, but most of them, conservative churches, especially Southern Baptists and all this, and but most organized church, I'll just put them all in the same boat. Most organized churches, this is what they do. This is how they design these churches. They tabernacles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They got a tables in them. They got a vest. This is how they designed them. All you have to do is go and look in one of them. You'll see. But this is not. We don't have time for that. God said, you don't have time for that no more. That's in the old. I have a better covenant for you. I got a better plan. I want you in Christ. Christ is seated up here in the heaven where your spirit is at, your spirit man is at. Remember, you're seated at the right-hand side of God, so you have to start operating there.
Yes.
That's what you have to do.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But living this life is so much better. It's superior. And hopefully tomorrow we'll talk about, and we'll just get right into it. Well, now tomorrow, well, I know it's Thankful Thursday, but I'm just really led to just put thankful. If you want to be thankful for something, we'll let you do that. But we're going to go right into this lesson and put the emphasis on who it was written to and give you scriptures to show you. Like I said, the date doesn't matter as much as these Jewish Christians and the things they were doing and the superiority of Christ and Christ being high priest and why it's so much better. And let's talk about the importance. And let's talk about being a mature Christian. And let's talk about faith. Because, see, that's another thing. Everything is predicated on faith in the book of Hebrews. And it's pretty much like a blueprint of what Christ means to the body of Christ. That I feel like there's not enough teaching about it. You know, most people teach at the book of Hebrews, they go, boom, right to the 11th chapter. And they forget all these other important teaching. And some of them, if they would teach it, they would look kind of stupid because they got some of the same stuff going on in the Old Testament when he have already said in the book of Hebrews, move past all that religious stuff. Move past that. But because they are caught up in that, they can't move past it. But anyway, we'll get into that because there are certain things that need to take place before the return of Christ, the warning that he's given. And you need to know what that is. You need to hear that. So we're going to jump right into it tomorrow and deal with some of these vital statistics that's in the book of Hebrews so that when you read it, the Holy Spirit will direct you my way. Because there's a lot of spirits out there called the spirit of error. Did you know there's a spirit of error? Well, here you're doing what you think is right, and you come to find out you're in error. And it's called spirit of error. You wouldn't know your error because you weren't in. But once you involved and you're doing it, then you go, oh, wow, man, I was in error. It's like going down the road, and you go, like, oh, I went the wrong way. Well, hey, listen, brother, it's okay. Because God got a right way for us to go. Been there, done that. He got a more excellent way. That's what the book of Hebrews said. I'll show you a more excellent way. Because you know this is about your eternal life. At the end of the day, that's what it should really be about, our eternal life, not about religion, not about denomination. Oh, and then one other thing I think is real important. It because although Hebrew is called a letter, it's also called, and I'm going to give you that on tomorrow. Meanwhile, y'all stay